based experience on love.
Bad.
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 Bad. Bad.
Bad.
And life based experience on love. Welcome to the Pum Pum Chronicles. I am your host, Badass Jones, offering personal advice and life based experience on love, sex, relationships, intimacy, with a little Jamaican flair. Welcome to the Pum Pum Chronicles.
It doesn't need to be a stressful process. Anything else before we get started, miss?
Let's go.
All right. Greetings, 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 and welcome, Pum Pum Posse. Bless up. Really? Guy, we just started. Can we get started, please? Greetings, 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 and welcome, Pum Pum Posse. Bless up yourselves. This is the Pum Pum Chronicles podcast. I am your host, AJ Badass Jones. You can find me on my social media platforms on Instagram, on Twitter, X. Did they just call it X or do they call it Twitter
it's
X?
It's just X. There's no more Twitter.
Dirty Elon Musk.
Yeah.
So you can find me on my socials on Instagram and X at the Pum Pum Chronicles. And you can also follow my personal pages on Twitter and X as well. Badass_Jones_. If you want to get in contact with me to discuss content ideas, make a suggestion, you have a question that you'd like for me to answer, you can get in contact with me in one of two ways. You can either reach me through email at thepumpumchronicles@gmail.com, or you can hit the call-in line, send me a text, leave me a voice message. I will respond if it's not romantically involved. That number is 320-720-1086. I think that's the number, 320-270-1086. Mm-hmm. Boy, you see me here giving out the wrong number to the people then? So, Posse, I hope everyone is doing well. We are transitioning into the colder months, which I'm definitely not loving. I need to find a little man with a little piece of land.
Cuddle season.
Ew. Ew. This is wrap up in a blanket season. I will cuddle with myself. But y'all hear the voice in the background. Y'all done know already who it is. The one, the only, the great Keely of Life with Keely.
Yeah. Hey everybody, Life with Keely here. Keely, you guys can find me at Life with Keely on all platforms, and let's go.
That's
it. Started. Yeah, one more. I don't need for no.
I don't know. I feel like
you
that was just
reach
so.
Me anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Just DM her. Don't. You can't reach her nowhere. Don't email her because she's not going to respond. If you DM her, she might respond. Guy, I DM her and she doesn't even respond to me, so I'm gonna know.
Lies.
It's the
all
truth.
Lies.
It's the truth.
I answer everyone, you know, when I can. You know, I normally have someone answering for me. I'm gonna let y'all know. But when I can, I dabble on in there and, you know, say a thing or two.
So, you know, you're one of my absolute favorite peoples in the world. And really, Guy, I wanted to have a conversation with you because the both of us have just recently ended, parted company with our dating perspectives. Yeah. And I wanted to talk to you because I know, like, I'm older than you. I'm older than, you know,
most barely.
Come on, Guy. It's all right. Well, it's all right, man. That's not. But, you know, how things are going in the dating scene. How long is too long to stay in a relationship? At what point? Like, how much energy do you give to a relationship to effectively say that you've done your best? Now it's time to move on. And I also want to talk about spinning the block. Is there anybody that you would ever spin the block with? But we'll get to that part. So, do you want to kick off by saying, like, how long you were involved and what that process was like?
Well, okay, so I'll say this first. I definitely feel like you should not be in no 1 year, 2 year situationships.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
I feel attacked right now, but okay.
No. Just, I said situationships.
I feel like mine was a situationship,
but
though.
But that was your decision.
Yes. Yeah, because I didn't want to commit to something where I wasn't sure that this was going to be something. I'd rather stay in a situationship for at least a year and then be like, okay, well, this is going good. We can make it more solid.
Yeah.
Or this is not going good, deuces, like, let's cut ties. No, I mean, I've tried to do that shit at 3 months, but, you know.
Well, I did the opposite. I said, you know, your girl was fresh on the streets.
Yes.
After being in lockdown penitentiary, so, you know,
otherwise known as marriage. Just in case anybody's thinking she was really,
listen,
really
I don't want to say, I don't want it to sound like marriage is bad.
No,
I,
it's not.
I still think marriage is a great thing if you're with the right partner.
Absolutely.
Mine was just not the right partner.
Absolutely.
Okay? So, that being said, penitentiary. And so, you know, I was out and, you know, I was mingling, you know. Just,
and oh boy, you know, was she mingling.
Yeah, I was just mingling. Okay. Mingling. So, you know. Then after a while, I realized I'm really not the mingling type.
Yes.
Which you told me before.
Yeah, you're demisexual. You need to be focused on one relationship at a time.
Yeah, I'm a one man woman. So, yeah, I can't do it. I can't remember all the names. I can't remember what I said to who and who. So, it's best that, you know, there's just one person. And so, that being the case, me and old boy started off as just...
Just kicking it.
Yeah. Friends with benefit, whatever you want to call it. That's all it was. That's all it was supposed to be. And then maybe like a year later, we realized, you know what?
It's been going good.
It's been going good, but we speak every single day, several times a day. Like,
yes. And you're seeing each other like at minimum 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And that's minimum.
Minimum. Minimum. Right? And we did a lot of things together. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just like, okay, well... maybe let's explore relationship and see how it goes. Bad idea. So, yeah, I had to let that go because, yeah, he just wasn't, like, he said that's what he wanted to do.
Mm.
But when time come and that's what we're doing, you ain't doing the do.
Your actions aren't matching your words.
It's just not matching at all. Yeah. And so, you know, I had to make the decision to be like, you know what? Yeah, no. It's not going to work.
So the point at which you made the decision to say, like, you know what, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
How much time had you invested in this relationship?
So the first year was friends with benefit. The second year was...
Exclusive. Okay.
And I feel like that should have... Like, I feel like that should have cut off probably within the first couple months.
Mm.
Yeah, because dragging it out like that is just a waste of time. Like, we're getting old. Yeah. I'm not trying to, again, be in no situationships at this time of my life.
Yeah.
For me personally, I would like to meet someone that I can grow with, mm-hmm, in life and enjoy what we both have.
Right.
And just really enjoy life and travel and stuff like that. I'm not looking really to just kick it with anybody.
Right.
I feel like I can kick it with anybody. I'm just, that's just not what I'm looking for. So I had to tell him, like, deuces, the season is over. It was good while it lasted. And no lies, that's literally what I said.
Yeah.
I said, look, we had fun while it lasted.
Yes.
You know, the season is done.
Yes.
Wish you the best.
Yes.
In, you know, your recovery, your career.
And life.
In life.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then he called back. I ain't tell you that part yet.
Yep.
And then he called back and was like, well, wait, no, see. I'm like, no, what? Like.
Wait.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, what? Yo. Wait, what? I don't want to lose you. Lose me? What do you mean? I was blank. I didn't say nothing.
Right.
He's like, hello. I'm like, I'm trying to understand what you're trying to say. I don't know what you're saying.
Because you didn't put in the work when we were together, but now after a whole...
No. He's not saying, let's go back into a relationship.
Oh.
He's saying, like, I don't want to lose you as a friend. My brain is not processing that well because I'm like, you weren't really a friend.
Right. You guys were fuck buddies, basically.
We were fuck buddies. And when we tried to be anything further than that, you kind of slipped off. So now you're like, oh, well, wait, like, because I really don't want to lose you as a friend. I said, I don't even understand what that means to you. What does that mean to you?
So do you want me to decipher what he's actually saying to you?
No, I asked him. I said, what does that mean to you?
All right.
He said, you know, like, I still appreciate our talks. We could still hang out and go to the movies. But, you know, that's as much as I can do now and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, no, but there wouldn't be none.
Oh, dry.
There wouldn't be none.
But I'm thinking in his mind, he might have thought, okay, well, like, you know, that's how we started. So I still want access to the good pom-pom.
I didn't say nothing about benefits.
Damn.
I ain't saying nothing about benefits.
Damn.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah.
So I said to him, I said, I'll think about it. I'll let you know. And that was where that left off.
Yeah.
Because I still just don't feel like...
Yeah.
Here's my thing. I don't mind being that person's friend.
Right.
If they genuinely want a friendship.
Right.
And if they're moving like a friend. And they're moving like a friend. Right. I don't know if that's what that person is going to do.
Right.
And so that's where I'm kind of, because I don't want to waste no more further time. And again, I'm not, again, for me, like, it lock off.
Right.
Relationship lock off.
Right.
Right. However, if you want to be friends, I don't mind being friends as long as you know it's friends. Just
and make the effort to be my
friend.
Right.
Right? Because being honest, we did have like great communication and stuff like that. And we could really share things with each other, you know, like but on a deeper level.
Do you think he could have been somebody that could have been? Okay, so based on, and without getting into much detail, because you know, you and I talk, but based on certain things that have happened and the way in which you needed him to show up as your friend when you guys were dating.
He wasn't.
That's what I wanted to ask. Yeah. Like, so do you think that he could have actually fulfilled that role? Because to me, I feel like he was trying to stay connected because he felt like he could, you know, schmooze a little one, two, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you know, like she doesn't have anybody else. So in those moments, maybe when she's feeling frustrated, you know, she could, I could be her friend, you know, she could, you know, come, you know, hang out and because at this point, right, he knows your habits and your routine. So it's like you go there, you sit on the couch, you start to get tired. He covers you with a blanket. Like he knows, he knows your
y'all. You know, I'm feeling attacked. I don't know if she's trying to say that I like to sleep, but that's not what it is, y'all. Okay, you know,
that's
you
a know, conversation.
It was after work. I was tired. I just need a little nap. Okay, carry on.
You know, I'm not gonna bat you up. I'm not going to out you, but I'm saying because he knows your tells, because he knows, like, it's hard to immediately get rid of let me not say that, because once you're disgusted with a person, that attraction is like, right,
it's gone.
But in his mind, he might feel like, okay, well, you know, I didn't really do her bad. It's not like I cheated on her.
Oh, no, I told him you did me bad.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, you did me wrong.
Yeah.
All the way. I was like, you did me wrong. Yeah. And he was like, oh, how? What do you mean? How? Oh, my God.
Because in his mind, he's thinking there was no infidelity. He didn't cheat on you. But people think that that's the worst that you can do to someone.
Yeah, no.
You know? And for me, like, in my situation, like, I see, Keys and I are opposite that way. I'm okay with situationships. And if I had, like, a few situationships to carry me through, like, the rest of my life, I would actually be okay with that. I'm not such a big person on the what, however, if I met someone that met all those needs and because the sex has to be top of top too, because y'all know I'm a little bit, you know, but if everything was good and that person fully understood me and I understood them, or at least we endeavored to do that with one another, then I would say, yeah, I could do a one-on-one. But for me, my issue with the person that I was seeing is like, I give you every opportunity in the world. I give you multiple suggestions on how to show up in our relationship. Mm-hmm. You talk about effective communication. I'm trying to do that with you and ask you, how does that look to you? You know, like, what is effective communication? And all these things. And I hear multiple sorries about the same thing repeatedly. I check out. I'll try to work with you. And I swear to you, Keys knows, this is probably the longest relationship where I've
well, first of all, tell the people how long
in total,
how long, and when do you really and truly feel that you should have checked out?
Okay, so it's two part, right? So when we first met, the first month, you know, like the honeymoon phase, that first month was great. The romanticism was there. Everything was fabulous. We're dancing. We're drinking. We're communication is great. We're vibing, jokes, all these kind of things. And then there was a tragic situation that happened. And this person kind of checked out of life, not just our relationship and what was developing, but just checked out of life. And, you know, I sat there with the person for maybe a good 6 months in that dark place, encouraging them.
Why did you do that?
Because
you only got
a month of the good.
And in reality, that 1 month could have been his representative. Like,
absolutely.
Do you get what I mean?
Absolutely.
So what made you say, I'm going to invest even more time?
You know what? I think it's because of how I saw it. So I see a lot of people's representatives. Mm-hmm. And I can usually see through the representative to see the slackness that's going on behind the screen. Mm-hmm. And then I make up my mind to say, okay, this is somebody that can, like, I compartmentalize them and place them where they're going to be. I didn't see that or feel that with him. I felt like the person that he showed me who he was genuinely what his spirit was.
Okay.
So maybe I don't know, maybe I tricked myself into seeing that and believing that, but I didn't feel anything untoward And this person and I had known each other a couple of years before. We had never had any interactions, but just through conversation and vibe and energy and spending time with that person and in a group of other people, I felt a different type of energy from the spirit. Right. So I didn't think that there was anything untoward. So after that tragic thing happened, I was like, okay, I know that I can't be in a relationship because he was not emotionally available for that. But at the very least, I could be present to be supportive, be his friend in case he needed somebody. And I was okay with that, you know, and in having conversation with him to say that he just needed time to mourn, which of course he did. I didn't think the mourning was going to take forever.
That long. Yeah.
And for me, most everybody that I know that has gone through some type of tragic situation where they have to grieve someone, they go to counseling. They get therapy. They get support. I've never been expected to be somebody's therapist. And that was weird for me. But I was like, okay, you know what, Jones, you can do this. So I stayed and I showed up. There came a point when I realized there was no reciprocity, even though the person kept saying that they would. And I thought to myself, you know what? Just be their friend. Stop expecting them to come back to a relationship mode.
Right.
And when I had that conversation with him about just being his friend, I don't know that he understood or fully embraced what it. And at that point, I went traipsing off into the world and did my
folks.
Did life. You know what I mean? I was celebrating, you know, my half a century birthday. You and I went on vacation. Whatever, guys.
Half a century.
You and I went on vacation. I went across the big pond.
That was a great
England.
Vacation, by the way.
Thank you. You know, and I just started living life again and trying to get back to a happier place, you know, started seeing one and two people and this, that, and the third. Then there came a point where this person and I, we were still friends. So when I was back in town, I would see him hang up, but there's nothing intimate that ever happened. And that was for a year. And then there came a point where, and I've told this story just very quickly. So this person saw something on my social media. They made a determination without having a conversation with me. They decided that they didn't want to be part of my life. That emotionally hurt me. And so, you know, he and I ended up having a conversation. And within that conversation, I agreed to seeing how, like, for us to go back to dating and seeing how things would go for 1 year. And in that year...
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, I saw everything that I needed to see, and this person couldn't be...
Who you need them to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I read something recently where a gentleman said that as a woman, if you have to teach a man how to be a man to you, that's not the person for you.
For you, yeah. I agree.
And, you know, the amount of stories, the amount of I won't do it again, the lack of consideration, the amount of conversation, like, it just became overwhelming and too much. But then I started to think to myself, maybe I'm just not the person for... a one-on-one.
I don't think that. I don't think it's that. I just think you haven't met your person yet. That's it.
Why? That's it. I always thought if I was to ever get married in life.
For all those who are listening, don't jump in her DM thinking that you're that person.
Yeah, don't.
Because
don't come
you
to me.
Would need a whole leap. A whole leap.
You know what it was for me as well? Is that I recognized at some point in life, I know a lot of my friends say that I move like a nigga. And I have nigga tendencies.
Yep.
I'm not patient when it comes to, because I just feel like there's shit that you should just know and shit that you should just do.
Wasn't I saying that just the other day?
Right. If I show up, you know what I mean? I ask you, what are the things that you need in order to function in a healthy relationship? And I tell you the things that I need in order. I expect you to pay attention. I don't want to have to keep coming back to the same thing because then I feel like I'm just in a relationship with myself and I'm not trying to be stressed that way.
Yeah.
But I thought to myself, okay, you know, he went through this thing. Maybe I just need to be a little bit more patient and not be typical Jones to just kind of shift my... But you know what? That just didn't... Trying to...
Headache.
It is. And trying to reinvent yourself while you're in a relationship to appease the person that you're with is never going to work for you. If you're reinventing yourself because of your own personal growth and development, that's one thing. But trying to be something that you're not in a relationship to try to make the other person... happy, it's gonna crumble and fall apart because you're not being authentically you.
Yeah.
But then with that being said, how much time do you give a person? If the person's making a genuine effort, but they're not moving at a pace that you feel like is good for you,
I'd say let it go.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so then...
Because I just feel like...
Sorry, I dropped my lip gloss.
The person that is for you... You're not going to feel that way. I just feel like you're not going to feel that way.
But there's arguments and struggle in every relationship.
To me, the arguments are struggles are stuff like money, stuff like accounts, stuff like where who's spending whose time at which family's house. Like, to me, those are I don't feel like the struggle should be me telling you what to do.
Right.
Me telling you how to love me. If, but okay. Hold okay. on. To a degree. Because everyone's love languages
right.
are different.
Right.
And so, yes, that part I understand. But I feel like if somebody truly cares about you, you don't have to tell somebody something 5 times.
Right.
You don't have to tell them 5 times. Because if they're genuinely interested in you and getting to know you.
Right.
Because they want to be able to please you.
Right.
They are going to make those mental notes. They are going to make sure that she said she likes white flowers. I'm only going to get her white flowers. Not like the little dirty nigga that I had who knew I only liked white flowers and purposely sent red flowers to my job.
Yeah.
Right? So that everybody else could be like, oh my God, what a nice guy. And in my head, I'm like, nah, that was for you guys. That wasn't for me.
Right.
You guys, matter of fact, you guys can have them.
Try.
Each take out one. Try. And go ahead. I'm not even bringing them home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just feel like if the person is for you, and I've just seen it so many times where we all go through that, maybe if I just wait some time and maybe, nah, I feel like if the same way that I feel like for a guy, if he knows that you're the person that he wants,
right,
he is going to go all out for you. And I'm not saying he's going to go and buy you no mansion and no boat.
Right, not financially.
He's going to take his time. He's going to make sure that he knows you so that he knows how to make you happy.
Right.
Because making you happy is going to make him happy the same way that you making him happy is going to make you happy and vice versa.
Right.
Like, you generally want to see your partner happy.
Right.
Right? Doing things that makes that person happy makes you happy. Just like, I think you like cooking. Everybody knows that. And really? When the person enjoys your meal, you're like,
oh, that's great. Yeah, that warm. Makes me happy.
It's that feeling.
Right. But I also have to really love you and like you to cook for you. Because I don't want to cook for everybody. Like, I genuinely have to love you.
Really?
I do. Oh. I really, really do.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
you hear that? She's selfish with her cooking. So only if you're that special person will you get any.
Yeah, if you're
and
special.
Her food is good.
Thanks. Yeah, if you're special, I'll cook for you. Okay, so then, and maybe this is I don't know, somebody may be offended by this, but do you think that people who stay in relationships that are not working stay because they are afraid of being alone? Like, why do people stay in relationships that are not working?
Lots of reasons, right? It could be that loss of security, if that's what they feel with that person. Mm. It could be that they're financially dependent on that person. Mm. It could be that they're emotionally codependent on that person. Mm. It could be they just don't want to start back over with someone, getting to know someone new, especially the way that dating is now is completely different.
Yes.
From way back in the day. You know what I mean? A lot of people now is text relationships and all this stuff, and nobody's really talking. So it's a lot of work.
See, that makes to get that to know me, somebody. I feel like I should have just stayed and continue to try to make
so
that
just
work.
Settle? Than to... So you're saying I should have just settled? But now the question becomes, why are you settling?
Right.
Right?
But hold on.
You wouldn't strike me as a settled person because you don't care. You as you said, I can go on the rest of my life.
Right.
Tracy.
If I had to choose between the evil that you know, as opposed to starting all over again to get to know a new evil. See, I don't know. I if it's that.
I like meeting new people anyways.
I thought I did too.
You just ain't gonna get no coochie as fast. That's all. If that's the game plan for that person. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like if I'm genuinely interested in that person to get to know that person.
Yeah.
You're not getting none.
Okay. So on the flip side of that then. Individuals, the person in the relationship who is not making the same or matching your energy or effort, mm-hmm. why do you think that is? Like, if you actually give somebody the blueprint of how to love you,
and they don't,
and they don't follow it.
Because they're not interested.
Really?
It's that simple. And this is where I think where people get dating wrong. Like, it's that simple.
We make it complicated. Say, no, it's not. It's not that I'm not interested.
That's the bullshit.
Okay.
That is them playing you. That's them playing you. And for all you people who talk about, oh, it's 3 months and all that stuff like that, like, there's people who will wait for 3 months to get your coochie. So don't let it be about that.
Right.
If you sleep with somebody, you're sleeping with somebody because you want to sleep with them. That's end of story. Again, simple.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If a dude or woman, whichever, you know, role it is trying to get at somebody or not.
Yes.
It's because they don't want to. It's that simple. Because if you really want something, you do what you have to do to get it. And that's in all facets of life, I believe.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to sit with that. I'm going to sit with that one. Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, you know, if so does that mean that the person doesn't love you?
Love is a whole nother...
Okay, what if the person has told you that they love you, but they're still not showing up in the relationship?
Bullshit.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Bullshit.
So they don't really love you?
No, unless you're going through something where you cannot show up. So, for example, in the situation where you said...
Yes.
Buddy went through...
Yeah.
A tragic incident.
Yes.
Right? Then, okay, I can understand where, in that case, the person might not be able to show up. And you know what? That person might not be the same person after that tragic incident. Right? And so what you're looking for him to be afterwards is not what he's ever going to be because of that incident. Right? I just feel like, again...
Okay, well, hold on. Then do you modify the way that you show up in the relationship and still stay? Like, if you have accepted that that person can no longer show up as who they used because this affected them so adversely,
then you have to make the decision that if you want to be with this new person, because this is going to be for you a new person.
Right.
It's not the same person anymore.
You know what? I never considered that.
It's not the same person anymore.
I never considered that.
This is just a different person.
God, why do we have to have this conversation for you to tell me that?
Listen, you're stubborn. You don't like to listen to nobody.
And that's not true. Don't say it like that. Girl, that's not true. You know, I do have my stubborn moments, but...
A lot of the time.
I know, like, you know, in consultation with the people that I love, yourself and Trisha, that maybe I should have... Okay. I probably should have left a long time ago.
And if you're listening, I did say that. And look.
But hold on. I was going to give myself a year, and we are approaching a year. And things just didn't...
You were giving yourself a year. You were giving that person a year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I will...
You gave that person
a year... I will definitely cop to that.
To what? Change?
Not to change. To just... To show me that...
To change.
No, not to change. To show me that they were going to show up as the person they said that they were going to show up as. That's it. That... Because for me, if you tell me that... You're going to cook oxtail, you're going to cook curry chicken, you're going to cook rice and peas, you're going to cook shrimp and all the, and then what you actually cook is some baked chicken and some white rice, we're going to have a problem because what I'm expecting is what you said you were going to give me. Mm-hmm. And so maybe a year is too long of an amount of time. I'm not sure. But for me, I figured a year would have been enough time for me to see everything that I need to see and to trust and believe in what you say that you're going to do and how it is that you say that you're gonna show up, and I'll be patient because that's the timeline that I gave, you know, and have conversation with you, and you know, if you're not doing something or if you've done something that's untoward, something that's upset me that you said that you wouldn't ever do again, I'm gonna bring it to your attention. But there's only so many times that I can do that, and for me it's like, I'm not a person that likes to cry. I don't often cry. But if I'm crying, it's because my feelings are deeply hurt. And if you've made me cry and deeply hurt my feelings, we have a problem because that lodges in my brain. That you don't care enough about my feelings to not do that. Mm. You know, and so I'm not going to tell you how many times I cried in this relationship because I don't think I've told you how many times I've cried in this relationship. I'm not going to out myself
right now. You don't even have to tell me.
But I know for you, if he's made me cry one time, that's one time too many.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like even in a relationship, you get one time to make me cry. Yeah. Anything more than that, I can't fuck with you. Because yeah. I wouldn't go out of my way to do something to intentionally hurt you to make you cry.
Exactly.
You know, and if I've
and
done
that's
something,
my thing. You want someone that matches your same energy and vibe. Period. You wouldn't do that. You don't want somebody that's going to do that to you.
This is very true.
That's it. And the fact that there is someone like you who wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
There is a him out there. Who wouldn't do that?
And the thing is, like, if you tell me that I've done something to hurt your feelings, you best believe I'm going to try my hardest not to do that again.
Yeah.
And not to let it be something that just falls on the back burner or to the wayside or in the back of my mind. Be like, oh, that's right. Shit, you did tell me that. I'm so sorry. I know I said I wasn't going to do it again, but I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, because then I stop believing you.
Side note.
Yes.
I really do try not to touch your butt.
They didn't. It's not just my butt. She just likes to rub on me, and
I'm a touchy feely person.
Yes. Okay. So, in talking about exes and past relationships, mm-hmm. can you think of anybody that you would spin the block with? Because I feel like I'm looking at celebrity relationships. Not that I don't get me wrong. I don't have any celebrity relationship as celebrity goals, but I have been seeing that there are celebrities that are going back to old relationships,
like Nelly and Ashanti,
right? And people feel like Nelly and Ashanti should have been together from time, but now they're older, they're more mature, they're more seasoned, yeah. they've had life Again, experiences, you know, the
you
world
change,
has
changed, and right. now
they're ready, now you're ready
you,
for it.
Yeah, now you're who you're supposed to be with that person. Sometimes we're the ones that need changing too, right? Mm-hmm. So time is sometimes all that you
See,
need.
I spun the block once after 10 years.
I don't think I have ever spun the block with anybody.
Is there anybody that you ever would? Like, you don't have to say the person's name, but just in thinking and consideration. So while you're thinking about that, so I did spin the block once on a 10, there was a 10 year gap in between.
Wow.
So we were in our early 20s when we started, you know, he was a thug and all this kind of stuff and had this kind of wild, yeah, he had this wild life. And I ended that relationship because I didn't want to be caught in the crossfire, nor to have my children caught in the crossfire. Mm-hmm. 10 years later, it's really interesting. The kids asked me one day, hey, have you ever heard from such and such again? And I'm like, no. Tutus, literally the next day.
They put that out there in the universe.
In the universe. And because I'm a person who has my phone number forever and hell of a day, this person was able to contact me and messaged me. And, you know, we got back in contact. So after 10 years, mm-hmm. we started dating again. But it's crazy because he had matured to some degree, mm-hmm. but he hadn't really changed. And he had always been the kind of person that was very romantic, very attentive. You know, I got him into like the BDSM stuff and he was very open-minded
surprise,
to that. And,
surprise.
You know, I broke him out a little bit and ting and ting and whatever, whatever. But there was so much about his personality. And this is why I feel like some people, like who you are at your core is who you are. And there are just certain things that you can't change. Like, I've always been a hypersexual person. It's always going to be part of who I am.
Dying day. Put a dildo in the calf coffin with her.
All the glass ones, please. Because they won't. Oh, my gosh. Anyhow.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, so that was my... And the funny thing is, like, when he and I were dating the first time, we dated for 2 years, I broke up with him. When I spun the block this time, we dated for 2 years, and then I broke up with him.
So because, what did you learn from this experience?
You know, I can't say that it's not. I feel like at this point in my life, because I'm so much older and so much more mature, if there was somebody from before who I knew that had reached that same level of maturity and had actually done their own personal growth and development mm-hmm. and became more emotionally intelligent, I would go back a second time.
Really?
I think part of the problem is that sometimes as we get older, we don't necessarily invest in our own personal growth and development.
That's true.
We just get older.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so some of the bullshit tendencies that we had when we were 20 follow us into 30, follow us into 40, follow us into 50. Right? And so for me, if it was somebody that I was with before that I felt had done the work for themselves mm-hmm. to become a better person, to become more of a whole person, and they were still in that state of mind of trying to get better for mm-hmm. themselves, mm-hmm. I would definitely spin the block. But if I spun the block and you were on some bullshit, I definitely wouldn't give
you
2 years.
Okay, so now if you were to spin the block again,
yes.
How much time would you give it? How much time is enough time to decide?
I feel like 6 months.
That's a long time.
I do. I feel like 6 months for anybody because, like, unless they're an immediate upfront asshole,
yeah.
I feel like most people don't really show themselves until about the 6 month mark. Okay, so would you ever... There's nobody... So you have time to consider. Would
okay.
you ever?
I did think about it. And there's one person that
okay,
came
what would
to
be
mind
the
because
the
I started talking to this person. Just checking in. We've just always checked in on each other.
Right.
So it's kind of like, hey, how's it going? Da, da, da. I know he was married when I was married.
Okay.
And all that kind of stuff. He has kids. I've got mine. And so we'd oftentimes be like checking, hey, it's your kid's birthday. Happy birthday to the
nice.
Kid. And that
yeah.
kind of thing, right? So we were just talking actually recently and he was just like, oh my gosh, would you he mentioned basically that he still has a crush on me. And I'm just like, wait, what? Like,
nice.
That was so far from my mind. Like,
yeah.
I was not nowhere near thinking of this guy like that. Right. So it's just like, what? Like, really? And he's just like, yeah, yeah, like never. That never stopped. And in my head, I'm thinking all through your marriage and everything, like.
Sometimes you carry those feelings.
That's crazy to me.
But I feel like if you loved somebody, whether you express it to the person or not, that love's not going to go away.
We didn't date before.
But that doesn't mean that he didn't have a love for you.
That's
like if he was secretly and quietly crushing on you.
That's crazy though. I had no idea. Anyways, that would be a person if I were to ever spin block.
Right.
It would be that person. But even like... As I think about it, the back of my mind is like, oh, hell no. Because, I don't know, I feel like I thought of him as one of those, like, he's one of those people that's always jokey.
Right.
And that's how he was back then. So I couldn't take anything he said serious. Because he was like, oh, you know, I was trying to date you back then. I'm like, I didn't know because I couldn't take you serious.
Right.
And he's still kind of, to a degree, the same.
Sorry, can I just make a personal note?
Yes.
Those kind of people who laugh at everything, even in serious moments, or when you're sad, that's annoying to me.
Exactly. And so it's kind of just like, I don't know that I could...
Take you seriously,
or do I want to be with somebody that's like that all the time?
Right.
So I'm not like that all the time, so...
As people have inappropriate responses to situations where there are stressors, they don't know how to... And this is what I'm saying, when people do work therapy to become more emotionally intelligent, doing therapy, doing private counseling sessions, and what have you, that you're investing in your own growth and development. Mm-hmm. When you just want to shrug your shoulders and say, oh, well, that's just how I am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I laugh at everything. Yeah. Oh, you know, I don't take anything serious. Yeah, yeah. That's problematic, especially when you're a big grown somebody. When you're a big man's or a big woman, like, that's not okay. Man. We need to grow out of those types of situations.
Absolutely.
So, in continue, are you going to continue in the dating? Are you going to go back into the dating pool?
Absolutely.
Oh, girl.
It's fun.
I feel like I'm going to spin the block with some of
However.
Okay.
The bar is raised real high. And the bar is high because I don't got time for the bullshit.
Okay.
I don't have time for the bullshit. So,
what are your basic requirements? Aside from, like, you know, the things that you like and that you want, but what are your basic requirements in dating?
Okay, so communication is number one.
Okay, and what does communication look like for you? Because it's different for everybody.
Like, effective communication. One, you got to be able to listen and hear, and you need to be able to actually communicate in clear
language.
Yeah.
Okay.
What it is, what you want. Like, right. I don't want anybody who's talking on the, oh, let's see how things go.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not intentional, I'm not here for it. So, because I'm intentional. So, if you're not, that's good.
Right.
Just good over there.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So you have to be intentional. That's number one.
So, I've heard people say, not like just you, but it, you know, when they're dating, they're intentionally dating. And I don't know that I've ever fully understood what that meant. Like, I have a good sense of it.
So, like, they're saying, if it's somebody who's saying, like me, I want to be married.
Yes.
Then my intention is to be married. So when I'm courting you,
yes,
it's with that intention. I've already looked at you and say, just off the bat, you look like somebody I want in my future. So now I'm trying to uncover more about you to see if, yes, we will be good. And you know what? Because we're older, I don't want to say it becomes transactional, but you're more aware of things that's important and that's not, that you probably thought was before.
Yes.
Like, oh, he's not taller than me. Or you stop looking at things like that.
Dick.
Like, right.
Stop it. Stop it right now. Stop it.
Oh, folks.
So let's just clarify. 10-inch cocky it's pretty to look
ten
at.
10 is too much.
But on a daily basis, every day, as ambitious as I am, not even I want that. Give me a good 6 or 7 with some girth, and we are in business.
7 is good. 7, 8-ish is good. 7, 8 is good. And don't come talking about your 7 and 8 and really your 2 and 3, please. Like, okay. I see that all the time. Y'all need to stop.
So we stray off topic. Intentional dating. So to know that you have a goal.
Yes.
Or a specific path that you want to be on, and that person also wants to be
exactly
on that path.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when they say intentional, that's what they're meaning.
Okay. Okay. Well, then, maybe that was the issue then, because the person that I was talking to, well, you know what? I can't even say that, because I know that their ultimate goal for us would have been marriage, and I would have been on board with that if they had actually shown me that that's what they
were
serious
about. And that's the thing, is they weren't attentive.
Right.
They weren't attentive. And to me, that's an indicator that you're not serious. So although you're saying this is what you want, your actions are not showing that that's what you want.
Right. Right. Okay. So communication, being intentional, is there anything else that is absolutely on your baseline for dating?
Honesty is like big. I'm an open person. So
yes,
I expect that person to be open too. If you're not, and you need to work on yourself, work on yourself. I think we're too big now to not be able to know, shit, I got a fucking problem.
Yes.
And I can talk to somebody else. If there's nobody else, if you don't have a friend, if you don't have, you know, a family member, go talk to somebody.
Yes.
it's not a bad thing to go talk to somebody. Yes. And truth be told, it'll feel like a weight off of your shoulder yeah. once you get out. And you might learn things. They might help you see things that you just never even saw before. Nothing good, nothing bad or anything yeah. like that, but just yeah. something that helps you to see why you are the way that you are and yeah. some things. And at least if you know why you're the way you are, you won't necessarily look at it as a bad thing sometimes. Sometimes you might yeah. be like, oh, that's why I do that.
Right.
And you know, do you know what I mean? So I don't know. I just feel like people need to, we're too big now.
I think we
need to look after ourselves.
Yeah, that's something that you said that is key. Like there comes a certain point in your life at a certain age where even you must get tired of the bullshit.
Yeah.
And you must get tired of the, you know, the running around and all this kind of stuff. And it's not to say that I don't feel like everybody's meant to be in a marriage. Correct. And I don't feel like everybody's meant to be with some people. Some people are truly meant to just
be by themselves and chill
and have friends that they love. But even still, again, it goes back to working on your own personal growth and development. Mm-hmm. At 40, 50, 60, you shouldn't want to be the same person mentally that you were at 20. That's just crazy. You know what I mean? For your own personal growth and development, you should have at least by 30, 35, deciphered in your life the things that are important to you, the things that are truly important in a relationship. I used to say this to people all the time, you know, like we have a list of all these grand things that we want, but you know, like you should have a 2-column list. The things that you really want, the things that you want need. And then the things that you need.
Yeah.
And somewhere in between those two things, there should be a concrete list of things that will actually help you get through a relationship. So him having a Benz, him making, you know, 8 figures, him being able to take you to, you know, $4,000 and $5,000 vacations 3 and 4 times, those are not realistic things that most people can accomplish if you know, like you're not in a particular tax bracket, right? So maybe going on vacation once or twice a year, mm-hmm. you know, is manageable. Maybe they have a 6-figure salary and they're able to, you know, maybe they drive one of the really nice Hyundais that are whatever it is, like, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, like the things that you thought were really important when you were 25, it's really when you look back, you should be like, yeah, that was really
to me. What's important is our connection and the fact yes. that, like, can I truly be myself
yes.
to the core with you
yes.
and you can be that with me. Can you be vulnerable with me yes. and vice versa? Like, can I open up the closet and dig out the stuff
yes.
and share that with you, and there's no judgment
yes.
and you can do the same. Do you know what I mean? Those things are more important to me than all that other stuff.
And I feel like in my last relationship, I don't know about you, I feel like that there was an imbalance for that. Mm. Like I felt like I could accept him, you know, and see
whatever.
Him with whatever it was. And yeah. there was a lot of stuff. But when then it came to like my stuff, it's like, oh, I don't know how to deal with that emotionally.
And for me, that should have been like the exit yeah. One time, because for me,
I felt like I could have taught him.
I feel like today, nowadays, this is, and you know, people are always saying that now. What is it that they say? They say, if you're not paying my bills or you're not the one signing yes. my check, I don't yeah. care what you think.
Right.
So it's kind of like, this is me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
You don't have to put up with it, because I'm not going to put up with it.
True.
So take it or leave it. This
right.
is who I am.
Right. You have a choice.
And I want somebody to know who I am. So this is who I am. Mm-hmm. With the exception of, you know, farting and all that stuff like that. Ladies and gentlemen, who knows? If you know, you know. And if you don't, you don't. Okay?
I feel like we have to have that conversation one day.
We'll do a separate one with okay. that. But you have to be who you are. And I want somebody who can be
yes.
who they are. And that's it. And I feel like if you can be that and the person is accepting, I swear to you, I feel like
yes.
everything else is different.
Yeah, like just give me your authentic self up front. You don't even have to bring your representative.
You don't.
Know what I mean? If I'm not going to like your authentic self, I'm just not going to like your authentic self.
And my
self.
Thing is, to the people who pretend to be,
yes,
you know, colorful, like, do you want somebody who likes you for you? Because if you do,
yes.
and you're doing that,
yes,
then you're lying to yourself, and then you're lying to them.
Yes.
And they're...
Because I'm going to continue to
they're
expect
going
that.
To find out who
I'm
you
gonna,
are.
I'm going to continue to expect that. If you show up as a particular type of person where you're bringing me flowers all the time, now we're 2 years in and I can't even get you to pick a dandelion to
yeah,
give to me, I'm
yeah.
going to have a problem with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like with me, like if I show up, just like say women who, not women, but people who show up and they give you their best sexual performance all the time until you get them locked in. Now you're in exclusivity. Now it's like, okay, you're getting some good pom pom or some good cocky once a month. No. I want the person that I started dating. I want
Where is that?
Where did that go?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather you give me your upfront, give me all the bad upfront so I can see what I'm dealing with and decide if I want to stay.
Yeah.
Then I feel like you tricked me into being in this.
Exactly.
And you're not that person.
Exactly.
I'm going to be vexed.
And this is why I'm saying, why the 6 months thing? I don't know.
Because I feel, well.
You feel like somebody can show the representative for that long?
Absolutely.
Well, then again, look at my ex.
For how many years? That was over a decade. Over a decade. Yeah. Well, that man hid his mask like nobody's business.
Yeah, like he did props.
And that's why I say I need at least a good 6 months to see. And within that 6 months, I need to see at least two of your friends to see how you engage and interact and behave around people who are important to you.
Yeah.
Because you're always going to put on your best behavior and your best. I don't need to meet your mom. I don't necessarily need to meet your sisters. But I need to see you in an environment where you and I are together in your social circle.
Let me meet mom. I want to see how you
are. No, because your mom's going to end up cussing you because she's going to love me. And she's going to be vexed with you.
Well, that's what I want to see, though. I want to see how you are with mom.
Yes.
I want to see who you are with mom. I want to see who you are with your best friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that's important, and this is not a knock to anybody, because I just don't believe that there's a single person on this planet that doesn't have at least one friend.
Yes.
But if you are a person that tells me, oh, well, you don't really have friends.
That's a red flag in and of itself.
Because that means I have to be your full-time friend, which means that you're going to expect me to not hang out with my friends, or you're going to be vexed that I'm doing what I normally do.
Yeah.
That's good. I can't do that. That's that. And I know that there are people that be, oh, but there are people who are introverts. I don't care how fucking introverted you are. Even introverts have at least one little friend. One friend. Everybody have at least one friend.
His rock buddy.
Really? Really?
Listen, you know, this is Pete. He's a rock, but he's my best friend anyway.
So if you were to give advice for, let's say, our age group,
mm-hmm.
let's say the 40 to 50 age group, mm-hmm. 40 to 55 age group,
mm-hmm.
on navigating going back into the dating world,
mm-hmm.
what tips would you give?
Be yourself. Yeah, and don't settle for nothing. Mm. Don't settle for nothing. Because you're only going to disappoint yourself.
What about having expectations going in? What about checking your own expectations
going in? Here's the thing with expectations. I feel like I don't care who you are, you always have expectations. There's going to be a level of expectation. But you got to make sure that you're looking at those expectations, that they're reasonable.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They have to be reasonable expectations. Yeah, they just have to be reasonable expectations.
Let me ask you. So I think I'd sent you a video. So there's a woman that she's dating,
mm-hmm.
and the gentleman came to pick her up. She made him wait outside for an hour, and then she came down dressed to the nines. He had made dinner reservations for them, but they were late by an hour. So he ended up taking her to like Cheesecake Factory, and she didn't want to get out of the car because she's like, I don't do Cheesecake Factory. Do you see how nicely I'm dressed? I put all this effort into getting ready for you. And he's like, respectfully, he's like, this is where I was going to take you. So he shows her on his GPS, and she's like, yeah, I want to go there. Let's just go there. And he's like, I had reservations, but you decided that you were going to disrespect my time and had me sitting downstairs waiting in my. She's like, well, I couldn't have you come upstairs and wait. He's like, I understand that, but the fact that you made me wait, knowing that, she's like, well, I just. And she's trying to make all these excuses for people like that. When I'm talking about that type of expectation,
yeah.
like the pom pom expectation, like, yeah. I look good, you're getting all this gloriousness in front of you, you mm-hmm. should be, you know, bending over backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Is that unfair, unrealistic when you're dating? Or should you just have whatever standard you have,
that's it? There are some people who are only going out for the dinner.
Damn.
Or are only going out for whatever it is, whether it's just the dick that night, or the dinner that night, or the game, or the movie, whatever the case is. There are some people who are just going out for that, and so their expectations are, I was expecting to go to La Croix Bleue,
right.
because that's the most expensive restaurant, right. and I'm not going to Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
You, on the other hand, the receiving end of that, if you know that that's not what you're looking for,
right.
I would have put her out.
Damn.
He was nice to drive her home.
Girl.
I would have put her out.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
She could have called her own Uber.
First of all, when she was an hour late,
yeah.
I wouldn't have even... delete.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have showed up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have
called. The fact that he waited that long?
Yeah, I wouldn't have even done that. I wouldn't have even done that.
Yeah, you would have got maybe a 15 minutes max out of me.
Yeah, this we're too big now. I'm going to keep on saying that.
Yeah, we're too big
for these foolishness now. Yeah. Like, how do you have somebody waiting that long?
Yeah.
And that goes both ways. How long it takes you to get ready, you knew you were going.
Right.
So your ass should have started getting ready earlier.
Right.
Right? Like, it's disrespect.
Yes.
That's disrespect. And I don't tolerate the disrespect. I don't like it. I don't do it. I don't expect it.
Yeah.
That's an expectations.
Okay.
That's an expectation.
But I think that's a fair one. It's if you're going to be respectful of the person, the basic that I expect from you is to be respectful of me.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
But expecting that you spend $500 on our dinner dates regularly, yeah, that's just wild.
I don't expect that.
That's just wild.
A trip here and there, you know,
while you're dating.
But yeah, yeah. But no, I wouldn't expect that.
I think for me, if I had to give any advice, I would say, and especially for me, because I know that I do this, don't go in with your guard up. Mm-hmm. Don't go in thinking that that person is going to be like the last person. Give everybody their clean slate. Yeah, give everybody a fair chance and give everyone their clean slate. Yes, they may still end up disappointing you, but you can't put someone else's disappointment on a person that you're just getting to know. Let them show you who they are, and then I know, like, judge or decide for yourself based on what that person shows you of them.
And you know what? If you can't do that, you're not ready.
Yeah.
If you feel like I can't, well, I have to be cautious of this and that, then you're not ready.
Yeah. And the dating pool's not going anywhere. Like, dating, it's like I said, you know, when my youths then were young, I would say, like, you know, drinking, smoking, going to clubs, going to parties, none of that stuff's going away. There's always going to be clubs. There's always going to be party. There's always going to be weed to bun. There's always going to be alcohol to drink. There's always going to be dick to fuck. There's always going to be pussy to suck. There's always going to be those things going on. You don't have to be in a rush. And if you've just come out of a relationship, a situationship, dating somebody for, you know, however long, and you don't feel like you're ready, don't rush.
Don't rush.
Don't rush. And on that happy note, good people, pum pum pase, bless up yourselves. I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening as always. Back from hiatus, trying to keep up with irregular things and bring some good sound, you know, conversation to the world. Keys,
yes.
Big up yourself. You know, I love you. Like, wow. Now, just imagine, folks. This is I deal with this every day. This isn't a living love affair every day.
I'm a fun person.
You are a fun person, and you're a little bit, you know, crazy sometimes.
I'm crazy, a little bit crazy, a little bit.
But I always appreciate you. You know,
it's good crazy.
You see what I'm talking about?
It's because they can't see me. But
I know. So tell the people where they can find you, where they can follow you.
You guys can find me on all platforms. Life with Keely.
And I'm here living life with Keely. But hey. Posse, bless up yourselves, big up yourselves. You know, thank you for tuning in. This is the Pum Pum Chronicles podcast. Of course, you can find us on all streaming platforms where podcasts can be found, including but not limited to Apple, iTunes, and Spotify. In the meantime and in between time, as I always say, practice your self-love and practice your self-care. Stay up. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Peace.
Funny how I finally flipped the script on ya. When you the one who's double dipping, yeah. You so sloppy how I caught you slipping, You're off the lease. Run me my keys. No more popping up the idiot. I ain't even got the miles to trip on ya. No phone.
Who is this?
Brand new. Like the whip. Rack it up. No assist. Made bitch, I ain't average. Wake up. Eat a zip. Hennessy. Take a sip. Look at my jeans. I'm too thick. I ain't got no room for extra baggage. Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings. While I'm up cleaning, boy, please. I don't need it. Memories, all that shit, you can keep it. Forget to come and pick up your feelings. chances of forgiving ya.
Yeah, listen, I'm listening. Just for you to go and break my heart again. I learned my lesson last time. Whoa, I ain't coming back now. This is what you had now. I bet you I look better, don't I? New phone.
Who is this?
Contact. Don't exist. Need a ride. Call that bitch. Gas way too expensive. No more benefits. Proper visit. Hands tied. No grip. I ain't got the room for extra baggage. So don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings. But you had your fun, but I had enough. Now I'm really done. I deserve so much more than you gave to me. So now I'm saving me, and I made my peace. So you can run them streets, but don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to